Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
The first ever global conference on faith and sport took place this week here at the Vatican. For 3 days, representatives from the sporting world, athletes and competitors at all levels and of all ages and abilities, along with coaches, owners, managers, corporate sponsors, and experts in fields ranging from sports medicine and psychology to training, discipline, education, formation, all gathered together in the Vatican for discussions with leaders from the world's great religious traditions to discuss how sport can be in the service of humanity. Now, also helping out with the conference was Vatican Radio's very own Chris Altieri, who served as communications consultant for this conference here at the Vatican. Chris Altieri is with me this morning. Chris, can you tell us, just give people an idea of what this conference was all about?
It's real simple, actually. The goal of the conference was to encourage what the organizers hope will become a global movement, to enrich lives by helping people through sport to build trust, to learn cooperation, to foster friendship, really just to live healthy lives and to have fun. Reach down and draw upon all that is really best in the great sporting tradition that cuts across cultures and unites people. We see sport as a great bridge-building opportunity, if I can put it that way. And really, sport always has been, if you look at its history, too. Not only in our day, but going back into pagan antiquity, the Olympic Games were, as a matter of fact, a religious festival in which the whole Hellenic world participated. The tradition which lives on in the modern Olympic period of calling for cessation of hostilities during the period. So there's a service to peace that sport has traditionally had. In the Middle Ages, when you had what have become nation states first forming, a first period of major urbanization, tournaments were one of the ways in which people from different cultures all across Europe came together to participate. There are a host of other examples that I could give from other cultures. Those are the ones that come to mind to me most immediately.
This is, in some ways, a very innovative effort on the part of the Vatican. I know you were involved with the whole process. Can you tell us about some of the people who were promoting it and what they were looking to do with this project?
Well, sure. It is an initiative. The ultimate inspiration for which really is the Holy Father, Pope Francis, who called on people everywhere to put themselves, this was in an address to a group of Italian sporting organizations that came to see him at the Vatican, and he challenged them to put themselves into play in life as they do in sport. And the Cardinal President of the Pontifical Council for Culture, Cardinal Gianfranco Rivasi, then sort of picked up that theme and ran with it. He found in the German insurance carrier Allianz a founding partner that has been and continues to be enormously generous in its support of the initiative, and a real hands-on partner in the whole organization and presentation of the conference over its 3 days here in Rome. The International Olympic Committee and the United Nations have also been involved as partners, attesting the real global scope of the initiative. These institutions, the United Nations and the IOC and Allianz, were not simply lending their names to a project. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, was on hand and delivered remarks at the opening ceremony, as was Thomas Bach, the president of the IOC, and Allianz CEO Oliver Bäte. So at the highest levels of institutional representation, there simply are no, there's no one above these guys.
In a word, what are people supposed to bring away from this conference?
I'm a sportsman. I have been my whole life. A player and a coach, even. Haven't been able to do as much of that second one or the first one, frankly, in recent years. And have been moved to get back into it, I have to say, by just being involved in this conference and having my involvement, even in the sausage-making part of it, if I can put it that way, with really recovering some of the senses of joy and of delight that I had from my own participation in sport and the valuable life lessons that I learned. The conference organizers themselves, I think, have said it far better than I ever could. They've settled actually on a set of principles around which to organize the whole vision of the conference. You can find out more about that on the Sport at the Service of Humanity website. I'd urge you, all listeners, actually, to go to Vatican Radio's website, where you'll find all of the links laid out. But the preamble to the Declaration of Principles is a remarkable document in and of itself. It states the participants' common commitment to the idea that sport has the power to celebrate our common humanity, regardless of faith, religious tradition or lack thereof, of race, culture, gender, and ability. Sport is for everyone. That's the main motivating idea. It can bring us together to meet each other across borders and boundaries. We can learn through sport to compete as friends, to respect and to trust one another, even when we are in opposition. Sport really does have the power to teach lessons and to enrich lives. It wants to be a reminder and a witness to the idea that everyone who plays sports, who organizes, who supports sporting clubs and ventures, really does have the opportunity to be transformed thereby and to be changed for the better, if I can sound I hope that doesn't sound too sappy, but that's our story and we're sticking to it.
Thank you, Chris Altieri. That was Chris Altieri of Vatican Radio speaking on the Sport at the Service of Humanity conference organized by the Holy See and the Pontifical Council for Culture.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.